Blog Talk Radio.
Sierra, Hotel. India, Echo,
Lima,
Delta,
Shoot.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a kind of a weird edition of the Archer Jones Show. Normally, I'll be on Tone Deaf Radio, but unfortunately, they did not schedule me on their timeline, so I'm on the WFSO Radio Network. Oh, well, what more can you do? So I'm probably just going to shorten this show into like half an hour, and plus, there will be no Archer Jones Show tomorrow because of the pay-per-view. We're going to do the pay-per-view show at 10 p.m., But yeah, the show will be tomorrow at 10 p.m. Central Time to talk about what happened after Survivor Series. What I'm going to do today is just talk about some quick news of what's going on in the week of the world. Could be wrestling, could be local news, or just anything like that, which I think that some things at times just don't make sense. So I'm going to read this right now. A friend of mine put this on her group, and this pose of an interesting idea.
Yeah.
According to sources close to the WWE Network project, WWE could be offering next year's WrestleMania 30 for free, or as near as to those who subscribe their upcoming network. WrestleMania is being talked about as an ideal time to launch the network, as those working on the project believe that they can gain large numbers of subscribers almost immediately. And people realize that they can get WrestleMania for free in HD rumor monthly prices of just $9.95. The hope is fans will stay on the subscription service after WrestleMania to get further WWE pay-per-view events and a huge discount. WWE is keen to go in fast on getting subscribers rather than waiting on steady growth. This would be a good idea. Of course, they was talking about this a few years ago when they was going to launch the network. But I guess the thing you only can hope is, do they have all the shows to keep it going for like 24 hours a day? So that we don't know, and I guess they got a little time to work on it if they do have a network. So, and plus, like, being $9.95 a month is not bad. That's just be one of those things that, I'm sorry, I'm just reading something else, but it will be one of those ideas that they do. They will get a lot of people be wanting to watch the network and stuff. If they show all pay-per-view for free every weekend for just subscribing to it, that would be, their numbers will be up. So, there's something else I want to read. I guess I thought the rumors were that Rodgers was going to play Sunday's game, but he would not play this tomorrow's game. I guess he tried throwing the ball a little bit of Friday, and I guess it kind of still bothering him a bit. There's rumors they claim that he might come back on around the Thanksgiving game against the Lions, but we will see. See if there's anything else going on news-wise. Like I said, I'm not going to talk about the I'm not going to talk about what happened like in wrestling and stuff like that because not much. I'm probably going to talk about the news, but let me see if I can find anything. Not gonna read that. DDP yoga at the WWE Performance Center. Okay, he was at the Performance Center. Let's see. Diamond Dallas Page was at the WWE's Performance Center this past week. He was there training some of the young wrestlers in his DDP yoga class. Many present and former WWE superstars have praised this workout plan that Page has created. And a lot of people do, and they said it worked. So, let's see. WWE recently released a poll talking about the most dangerous submission move. CM Punk's Intercontinental Vice ever cross arm breaker were the option, but it was Natalya's sharpshooter that won the voting. I'm going to play something right quick, and we will be right back. As my cousin over here complaining about not playing the best wrestler theme song, as he claimed. So, what we're going to do, if I can find it, there's a thing that they talk about, the 10 examples of Triple H being the worst thing to happen in wrestling. And half of the things, when I read it, you can't argue with it, because most of it is true, and some of it I disagree with. So, let's get to it. Number one, Katie Vick. Let's set the stage. Triple H and Kane were going to wrestle for the 100th time. This time, Triple H's championship. So how do you keep a blank match we see in year fresh? Well, just throw in a little rape angle with some good old-fashioned necrophilia. What you've seen is arguably one of the worst angles in wrestling history. Yeah, I remember they was talking about, because what they did is they did like an angle of, like, Kane raped this girl, Katie Vick, and killed her. So they had, like, a casted out. And Triple H was acting like Kane was being on top of her, like he was molesting her. So I can kind of understand why they're saying that. So let's see. Reason number two. The Scott Steiner pulls down. Men are strange creatures. We know we're watching a bunch of sweaty guys in underwear play fight with each other for fun. Yeah, if you remind us of this back and link it to the obvious homo exorcism, then we call you all short of gay and anger, banging a chick and prove a point. That's probably why this waste of time pose down was a bad idea. It was number three. Can't believe I forgot about it. Three, the Randy Orton brutal. Leading up to WrestleMania 25, Randy Orton was the coolest heel in the company, despite spending a month getting beat up by Shane McMahon. He was just pure evil, and his villain was Triple H. So how do we capitalize on Orton's build easily? Just have Hunter beat him down and won the worst WrestleMania main event ever, and for the next 3 months in a row, awesome. By the way, I don't think it's coincidence that the two WrestleMania main events got outshined the most by a great undercard matches, both featured Triple H. WrestleMania 18 versus Jericho and 25 versus Orton. I think the fact fans didn't care as much to do with the blank main event as it did with the great matches that came before. See, reason number four. Okay. The Punk Brutal. A year ago, CM Punk became the most popular wrestler in the world after his shoot promo on Raw and beating John Cena in Chicago. How could you screw it up? Oh, yeah, have Triple H show up and ruin everything that we ever thought was fun and interesting. By the way, Punk still never beaten Triple H. Which, that part, I can get. Because what was the point of Triple H winning that match? Really, not much. Okay, this one I don't think is true. Triple H is totally racist, part one. The DX invasion angle was cool, but the clip was just under adulterated racism glory. I guess what he's talking about, too, Arabian guy or something like that, what they have up. So I don't think the racism part is true. Triple H is totally racist, part two. Wrestling gets away with stuff and no other form of entertainment can. We can chant USA and hate people from other countries because America called Eva Holtzky because John Cena kissed her, and we can laugh when R-Truth shambles his way to the ring. Here's how racism works, and it's worked in the beginning of time. Rich white wrestler makes fun of black guy because he's black and should shine shoes or something. White guy proceeds to beat up black guys in racial demanding ways. Then black guy, let's see, gets his comeuppance and wins. And then MLK shines from heaven. All supposed to happen going into WrestleMania 19 with Triple H and that boy right there that says the word, "We coming for you," N-word, Booker T. All was going swimmingly until Triple H told it to have Book win and beat Booker T in the middle of the ring. So the story then became this. White guy calls a black guy in funeral and uneducated and capable of winning the title. White guy beats up black guy by demanding racism in instant shape. It was like the Great White Hope with James Earl Jones, Mullingles being replaced by Spinner Rooney's. Maybe I should play this one. I think it, oh, okay. It's copyright infringement, so we can't even play that one. But I do remember that WrestleMania 19 match. Yeah, it would have been good if Booker T would have won it, but at least have like a short reign. But they went the other way. So, what's next?
And then contacting us, so
number seven, the Mayweather fight. I don't get this, and he was not nowhere involved in this. Well, I kind of get what else they were talking about here. This brand spanking new 2 weeks ago on Monday Night Raw, Triple H got into a scuffle with Brock Lesnar where Lesnar fake broke Hunter's arm, and it was pretty dramatic until 6 days later when Triple H showed up at the Mayweather fight without a cast or anything. The screen, "Hey, look how fake wrestling it is. Ha, 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 my arm is totally fine for reals." Keep in mind, just weeks later, the company stopped CM Punk from accompanying a UFC fighter to the ring because they thought nobody would know who he was, making him look bad. Well, raise your hand if you saw any broadcaster scream out, "Look, Triple H next to Beaver and 50 Cent." Nobody, exactly. Let's see. Reason number eight. Old people pointed at their nuts. Diaz's return was god awful, and that's coming from a huge APK fan. That they made outdated poop jokes. I didn't know there was such a thing. And total buried every team they wrestled. Plus, their matches were just APK getting beat up and hot tagging under so he can smack people with his ponytail for the win. Which I can see that. Okay, the one when This was in Green Bay when Triple H had to let go of Vince McMahon of his duties by running Raw and SmackDown and stuff. So I guess the guy said number 9 was this worst segment ever when he relieved Vince McMahon of his duties. Could play it, but I think it'll take a little bit of a long time. Last but not least, number 10. Ric Flair. Basically, he paid Ric Flair to give his ego a blowjob. You think Ric Flair's name will be easier to make the tutorial pun out of? Anyway, while the Evolution group was pretty bad length, it became pretty clear that Hunter were just Flair's on the payroll to tell the world how great he thought Triple H was. Rick spent months talking about on the mic and how about Triple H was the greatest of all time, while Hunter goes Eagle owners every Monday. So, since I read all that, what do you think? Which didn't solve anything. But anyways, there's one more thing I'm going to talk about before we end the show shortly. Let me look for it. I'm going to play it too. So just give me a second here. Something that I post on Monday. So, oh, here it is. So it probably is going to take a bit for it just to play. And just waiting for it to load. Guy goes in the hospital with a gun and they claim that he's a good person and plus he has like warrants out for bail jumping and stuff like that. How do you call that a good person?
And what is security? Don't they have security at the hospital?
They did, but like I said, like the thing was police got called in and said like the guy was here. So arrest him because, of course, it was bail jumping and stuff like that. So they were trying to arrest him in there, but he pulled out a gun so he can try to escape. But they ended up shooting him in the arm and arrested him. But that's the funny thing. Let's see. I'm going to play this again because I don't know what's wrong with his friend when he said this.
Hendrick's friend Louis Greer showed for support.
I'm sorry, but I don't get it either. It's just like, how are you going to say somebody is they're a good person and they do all this?
I don't care if nobody says a person go to jail for anything. I mean, if a person gets caught bail jumping, it's obviously not a good person.
Right, and it's like, what did he do?
To get.
Right.
Look back at that before you offer the leg off my back
there. Exactly. And plus, like, he...
Would you let him in the house to choke his arm?
Right, exactly. And plus, David just mentioning that, I think he got... What did they say he got arrested for? Possession of a weapon and stuff like that. And that means, in the state of Wisconsin, that nobody that, anybody that, you know, can't carry the weapon anyway. And plus, like, if you don't have no criminal record, you okay to do, like, a gun conceal law or whatever. You can be able to carry a gun. But if you got caught as a felon, you can't. And just like, how in the world he end up with a gun anyway, and he's a felon? Just one of those things is just stupid. So, I really don't get that. But, excuse me. We're going to end this show, and of course, we're going to do it again next Saturday. Maybe get something settled with Tone Deaf Radio, and also be back on next Sunday on the WFSO Radio Network. So, I apologize about that. So, we're going to play something right quick, and you guys have a good night. Good morning, whatever.
Got up this morning, things weren't working right. I said I wanna make a change, I said I wanna fight. Obama walked up and said, yes, we can. I said I wanna ride your nuts, cause I think you're the man. Now I'm dick riding Obama, Obama. Now I'm dick riding Obama, Obama. Now I'm dick riding Obama, Obama. Now I'm dick riding. Dick riding for tomorrow, dick riding for today, dick riding for the straight, dick riding for the gay, dick riding for America, dick riding for Iraq. It's okay to ride that dick, just as long as it's Barack. So now we're dick riding.